Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 3rd. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 72 years ago, today, in 1952, the Kentucky Derby, the most prestigious American horse race, was televised nationally in the United States for the first time. The winning horse was Hill Gale, ridden by jockey Eddie Arcaro. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the Surf Report. A small new southwest, or south-southwest swell, starts to show Friday and into the weekend with most breaks under waist-high, but a few chest-high sets at South County focal points. Friday in Encinitas and North County is looking fair at 2 to 4 feet until noon. After that is looking choppy with 10-mile-per-hour wind. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 3-foot outgoing tide when the south-southeast swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide Friday will be 5 feet at 6 a.m., with a 0-foot low tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning it's cloudy and feels like 58 degrees, with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:32, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:58. It looks a grin for some clouds to start, then gradually becoming mostly sunny, with a high near 65 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend will be mostly cloudy with a high near 63 on Saturday and a high near 60 on Sunday. There is a chance of showers Saturday night and Sunday morning. Sunday will gradually become partly sunny. Next week starts mostly sunny on Monday with a high near 63. Patchy fog is possible Monday night and Tuesday morning, followed by mostly sunny skies and a high near 62. Wednesday will be cloudy in the morning, then will gradually clear with a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Live Nation is celebrating the 10th anniversary of its Concert Week with a special ticket sale. For the first time, the sale will expand globally, including tickets for concerts across Australia, Asia, Europe, the UK, and the Middle East. From May 8th to May 14th, fans can purchase tickets for just $25 each, encompassing all fees and taxes. This year's sale features over 5,000 performances in the US and Canada, significantly up from last year. Notably, San Diego will host 117 concerts, including artists like Janet Jackson, Santana, and Iron Maiden, across various venues like North Island Credit Union Amphitheater and House of Blues. Now on to sports. In the NBA playoffs, the Indiana Pacers eliminated the Milwaukee Bucks with a decisive 120-98 victory in Game 6, despite Damian Lillard's return and team-high 28 points. The Pacers showcased a strong performance led by Obi Toppin with 21 points and T.J. McConnell's vital 20 points. They now await the winner of the New York Knicks and Philadelphia 76ers series to determine their next opponent. The Bucks, on the other hand, struggled with injuries throughout the series, impacting their performance and ultimately contributing to their early exit from the playoffs. In local sports, tonight, the Padres are on the road in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. And the Clippers are on the road in Dallas for Game 6, taking on the Mavericks. In top news, Block, led by CEO Jack Dorsey, has announced a new initiative as part of its first quarter earnings. The payments firm is using 10% of its monthly Bitcoin-related gross profit to purchase additional Bitcoin throughout 2024. This strategy, which began in April, could potentially add $24 million in Bitcoin to its balance sheet by year's end, based on first quarter profits. Already holding a substantial amount of Bitcoin, Block has also released a Bitcoin blueprint for corporate balance sheets, detailing its acquisition and management strategies for crypto assets. This blueprint offers guidance on purchasing large Bitcoin amounts without impacting market prices, along with information on custody, insurance, and accounting for these assets. In business news, Coinbase, the largest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange, reported a significant revenue increase of 72% in the first quarter, reaching over $1.5 billion and surpassing analysts' expectations. The surge in revenue, which resulted in a net income of just over $1 billion, was driven by a rise in transaction volumes linked to a broader market upswing. Consumer transaction revenue nearly doubled, and institutional trading saw substantial growth, with volumes more than doubling. Additionally, the quarter witnessed an all-time high in Bitcoin prices, contributing further to Coinbase's financial success. Despite these gains, transaction expenses also rose sharply by 73%, reflecting the costs associated with increased trading activities. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now $59,000. Ethereum is just under $3,000. And Solana is $138. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. May's Night Sky promises a splendid display for astronomy enthusiasts. The Eta Aquarids meteor shower, originating from Halley's Comet, will peak on May 5th, offering up to 30 meteors per hour in dark sky locations. This shower is notable for its broad peak, providing excellent viewing opportunities a week before and after the peak date. Additionally, the constellation scene shifts as we transition from spring to summer stars. Key highlights include the Big Dipper, which acts as a navigational guide to other stars and constellations like Polaris and Regulus. As the month progresses, the moon phases from its last quarter to a full flower moon on May 23rd, illuminating the night with this seasonal bloom. For planetary sightings, Saturn will be visible in the early morning sky, enhancing the celestial experience. And in entertainment news, The Fall Guy, directed by David Leitch, premiered in March at the 2024 South by Southwest Film Festival, where it received high praise from critics. The film, known for its daring stunts, officially opens in U.S. theaters today. It features a groundbreaking stunt that broke the record for the longest cannon roll, a record previously held since the 2009 film Casino Royale. Ryan Gosling described the day of the stunt as extremely tense. The film is expected to be a hit, so audiences are advised to get their tickets early, especially for IMAX showings. Later, it will be available on streaming services, likely Peacock, as it is distributed by Universal Pictures. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from Michael Saylor. He's one of Bitcoin's biggest proponents, and he's also the CEO of the publicly traded company, MicroStrategy. His company has nearly $8 billion invested in Bitcoin. And he once said this about the world's most valuable cryptocurrency. Bitcoin is a swarm of cyber hornets, serving the goddess of wisdom, feeding on the fire of truth, exponentially growing ever smarter, faster, and stronger behind a wall of encrypted energy. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.